The Gemara said that there was a get mekusher that was also a kami de Rebbe. Rebbe looked at the get mekusher and he said, "Ein zman b'zeh." What happened to the zman? Now he knew that maybe it's between the ksharim, the rishonim say, but it was tucked away in a way that he mamish couldn't find it. So Shimba Rebbe was sitting there and he told his father, "No, look more carefully. Maybe you're going to be able to find it." So Rebbe looks and kachav, he found it. Shimba Rebbe saw that his father was disappointed. He didn't like the way the shtar was prepared. And he made the calculation that this is probably reflecting poorly on me, because I'm choshen, my father thinks I'm the one that wrote it. So he turns to his father and he says, "Tata, Rebbe, I'm not the one that wrote the shtar. Yehuda Chaita Kasve. Yehuda Chaita, he's the one that wrote it." Amaleza. Rebbe told his son, "Klach mi loshen hara." I says, "Why are you speaking loshen hara?" He says, "Why do you have to? I understand you want to tell me you didn't write it, but you didn't have to tell me who wrote it. That's pasha loshen hara." Then the Gemara says it was another story, a similar story, where Rebbe and his son Reb Shimon Ber Rebbe were once sitting together, the kaposik sidra b'sefer tehillim, and Rebbe commented on the ksav of this tehillim. He said, "Kama miyush ksav zeh." And again, Reb Shimon Ber Rebbe turned to his father and he said, "Lav anokis haftia Yehuda chayta kosvei." And the Gemara said, "Here too, klach mi loshen hara zeh. Why are you speaking loshen hara?" Now the Gemara said, "Pishlam, in the first story, the shtar was prepared incorrectly. We understand why that's loshen hara. But the second story, my lashon hara ikka." So the Gemara says, "Mishum de Rav Dimi, because Rav Dimi Achud, Rav Safra taught lo oylam al yisaper adam betoyvasa shal chaveroi shem mitoich toyvasa atabali dey reasai." This Gemara reminded me of another Gemara. This Gemara is a Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, "Rav Chiya have Yosef be Maschusa." Rav Chiya was once sitting in a base merchitz. The Chalifa also Rab Shimon Bar Rebbe, and Rab Shimon Bar Rebbe passed by Rab Chiya, for kami kame, but Rab Chiya did not stand up when he saw Rab Shimon Bar Rebbe passing. The ikbit, and Rab Shimon Bar Rebbe was very disappointed. "Rab Chiya, why didn't you stand up for me?" Also amalei lavua, and he went and he told his father. He said, "Shnei chumashim shanisi loy b'sefer tehillim." He said, "I taught him two chumashim and sefer tehillim. V'loy amad b'panai. Why didn't he stand up for me?" Another Gemara. The Gemara says, "Bar Kapara," and some say Rav Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yossi was once sitting in the bathhouse. "Over also Rav Shimon Bar Rabbi, and Rav Shimon Bar Rabbi walked into the bathhouse for like kami kame, and Bar Kapara, or if your version in the story is Rav Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yossi, didn't stand up then. The ikbit, and Rav Shimon Bar Rabbi was very upset. Also amalei lavua, he went running to his father. He told him, "Shnei shlishay shlish on yisloy b'teres kahanim. I taught him 2/9 of teres kahanim. V'loy aman mipanei, v'amalei." His father told him, "Shema behen Yosef u'mahar." Maybe he was thinking of learning. Forget all that learning that you taught him. Maybe he's chazering in his head. Either way, another two stories where Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe goes to his father Rebbe and he says something to him that, I don't know, maybe we would interpret as almost being Lashon Hara, right? Now, Rebbe doesn't tell him over there, "Klach mi Lashon Hara zeh." In the two maises here in Get Pasha, Kuf Samech Talad Amid Beis, where Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe says something negative and then the next time even something positive about Yehuda Chaita, so Rebbe says, "Why are you speaking Lashon Hara?" Over here, it sounds a little Lashon Hara to go. So he came running to him. "Why didn't Reb Chiya stand up for me? Why didn't Bar Kapara, Reb Shimon Bar Rabbi Yossi stand up for me?" Either way, that was just a little bit of a tsushna. We have another Gemara. Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe is talking to Rebbe and he's saying something that, again, you have to be Mayan and Sefer Chafetz Chaim and go through these halachas to understand them a little bit better. But then it reminded me of a Davar Nifla that we spoke out at the time, Kedushin Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, from Rav Reuven Margolis. So Rav Reuven Margolis said that Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe walks into the base of Merchitz and Rav Chiya is sitting there. Rav Chiya sees Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe, doesn't stand up. Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe was very disappointed. He runs to his father and he told him, "Shnei chumashim shanisi loy de sefer tehillim v'loy amad mipanei. I taught him two of the svarim of sefer tehillim. How did he not stand up for me? Shnei chumashim shanisi loy de sefer tehillim. Two of the five svarim." So Reuven Margolis says, take a look at the last perek of the second sefer of Sefer Tehillim. It's Kapitel Ayin Beis. It starts as follows: L'shloimoi Elokim mishpatacha l'melech tein v'sitkascha l'ben melech. The whole perek is l'shloimoi. So David HaMelech, who composed Sefer Tehillim, he wrote a kapitel about his son Shloimeh HaMelech, and he said, L'Shloimeh Elokim mishpatecha l'melech tein v'tzidkoscha l'ben melech, and you should give your righteousness to the son of the melech. And the whole kapitel talks about David HaMelech davening for and about his son Shlomo. In fact, the last pasuk is Kolu Tfilais David Ben Yishai. Right? This is how the second parak of Sefer Tehillim ends. The Hilge Chassam Sofer, in one of his drushes, said that the Gemara says in Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, Kolu Tfilais David Ben Yishai, quote, Kol Elu Tfilais David Ben Yishai, Kolu Miloshim Kol Elu, just to read L'shoinei Azov, Yireh HaKavana, says the Chassam Sofer, I think that what the Gemara means and what David HaMelech meant was, Ki Lirois Bechayav B'no Yoshev Al Kisoy, for a person to see his son be Yoshev Al Kisoy during his own lifetime, Aharon HaKohen was zoche to it, and he saw it sha'achas koidem Moisai. V'nesava loy Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom, and Moshe Rabbeinu we know was nesava l'misase shel Aharon. He also wanted to see his son follow in his way, but he wasn't zoche to it. Muchach mizeh, sheliroyz b'chayev mamish, that for a person to see during his lifetime, b'no yoshev al kisoy, k'moshe ra dover ha'melech olav ha'shalom, zehu dover sha'afi Moshe v'Aharon lo zochuloi. V'im kein, if that's the case, kol chukas ha'olam kolul bozeh, v'ein davar acharav. That means this is the chukas ha'olam. That if there's one thing that a person would want to be zoicha to, it's this inyan. Says the Chassam Sofer, v'hainu kol eila tfilas David ben Yishai. From all the tefillahs that David HaMelech davened. But you want to know what his ikar tefillah was? It was l'shloimoi. Elohim mishpatech l'melech tein v'tzidkosch l'ben melech. But al-koponim, said Rabbi Reuven Margolis, what is the last perek of the second of the chumashim of Sefer Tehillim? It's l'shloima. It talks about the chshivas of a ben melech. V'tzidkascha l'ben melech. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was the Nasi. It wasn't just a Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was a melech ki yodua. And Rabbi Shimon ben Rebbe learned with Rabbi Chiya, and he learned Shnei Chumshei Sefer Tehillim, and he learned Kapitel Ayin Beis. And Vosh Shneit in Kapitel Ayin Beis, that you have to give kovid Elohim mishpatecha l'melech tein, aba oichet vitzit koscha l'ben melech. The chshivas of a ben melech, we mentioned yesterday, Amar Baravashi, right? The chshivas of a ben melech, and Rav Shimon ben Rebbe is the ben melech. So he went to his father and he says, I don't understand, shnei chumashim shonisi loy b'sefer tehillim. And we learned that last perek that we mamish just now. And what's that last perek? It's the chshivas and the kovet you have to give to a ben melech. He's not standing up for me either way. That's the first order.